truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you, because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, still giving Harrison their starting lineups right now here at Goblin Arena. Mountain Home is out on the floor ready to get this game started. I'll tell you what, at bedtimes it's been kind of hard to hear. That's how much this atmosphere is between these two teams.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. You know, I'm telling you, they got the student sections roped off. Mountain Home brought a ton of students. Harrison's in a blackout. They're all blacked out as their students, right? Mountain Home is what they call white lies. So they have white T-shirts on, and what it says on them is a blatant lie. I saw one that said, Harrison, football players are hot by a girl, right? So there's some pretty good ones down there when you read it, like, I make all A's. There's some pretty good ones there. But, I mean, the student sections are literally 10 or 15 feet apart, right in front of us. The atmosphere is awesome. Harrison's band is here. They're fired up. Hey, they do a great job with their intros right now. And, Harrison is we're ready to play some ball.
Brayton Dewey jumping center from Mountain Home. It will be Owen Stiles trying to win the tip for the Goblins. So the ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving right to left to start this contest. Here's Tate with it up top for the Bombers. He'll give it to Dewey. Over on the right side now, it goes to McLean. Up top to Rob. Back over to McLean on the right side. Down to Dewey just outside the lane. He kicks out to Tate. Over to Bickford on the left side. Bickford will dribble up to the top. Over on the left side to Dewey. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Up top to Rob. Now to Tate. Over to Bickford on the right side. Down to 5. He dribbles up to the top. Gives it to Rob. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. Will not the Harrison rebound just before the shot clock buzzer. So that's their first rebound of the night. Back come the Goblins as the ball goes down on the low block to Bonds. His layup will not go. Ball knocked around. It goes out of bounds. And last touch by Mountain Home, or now officials are talking about it. 7-10 left to play in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Now they're going to give it to Mountain Home.
Yeah, good job officiating right there to get the call right. That's what you want. You want the call right. Doesn't matter who calls it. You just want to make sure it's the right call.
So Mountain Home gets it back with 7-10 left to play in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Tate into the front court for the Bombers. Gives it over to Dewey. Now Bickford has it near the right wing. Goes up top to Rob. Over to McLean on the left side. Down to Dewey near the corner. He dribbles towards the paint. Now kicks it back out to Tate on the wing. Tate dribbles into the lane. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway. No good. Offensive rebound for Rob. He goes back over there, and he'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line to try to give Mountain Home the first advantage of the night.
Yeah, there's Hagan Rob being aggressive. That's his game right there. That's what we see from Hagan. He's done a great job inserting himself in the rebounding side of things for the Bombers. He did a really good job right there.
Kaysen Hillegoss picking up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Harrison in the first half. Rob's first free throw is up and in, and Mountain Home does strike first. 6:46 left to play in the first quarter as Rob has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 2-0, Mountain Home up, 6:46 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home going with his own press. Harrison is able to break it. Ball goes over on the left side. Now to Stiles. Ball knocked away near the left corner by McLean. It goes out of bounds. Harrison will inbound it with 6:31 left to play in the first quarter. 21 left on the shot clock.
That's one thing Mountain Home's going to have to do. You know, Harrison, they don't overpower you with a really tall person, but everybody in their starting lineup is like 6'1 to 6'3.
Mm-hmm. Here's Shrum with it up top for the Goblins. Throws over on the right side to Bonds. Now Shrum has it there once again on the wing. He drills into the lane, finds Cecil cutting into the lane, and he'll be fouled. It'll be a foul on the floor. They're going to get Blaine Tate with his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first half. 6:17 left to play in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes up top to Shrum. He goes into the lane for a layup. No good. And Rob gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home.
Yeah, good job there by Ryder by being straight up as he was playing defense there, making him shoot up, Shrum shoot over the top of him.
Ball goes to Dewey on the left side. Gives it there to McLean. He drills to the corner, pulls up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good.
Yeah, it's a good shot. That's Ryder's shot right there. He loves to jump into that step up and hit a little jump pull-up jumper, and he did a good job right there with it.
4-0, Mounts home up, 5:48 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Hilligoss's three-pointer, no good, and McLean gets the rebound from Mountain Home.
If I remember last year, Hilligoss really tore us up from the outside. He made a lot of shots.
He's averaging 15 a game right now.
Is he? Yeah. Yep.
Here is Bickford with up top. Gives it to Dewey on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! And already a 7-0 lead for Mounts Home. 5:25 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, and look right here. We got the Mountain Home student section standing up, clapping. Harrison student section's on their butts right now on the sitting down.
Here is over on the right side, Bonds with it. He will give it up to Cecil. His three-pointer no good, but the offensive rebound and the putback by Owen Stiles.
Yeah, Coach Fultz are not happy right there with Braden Dewey. Let that rebound come off on the offside without blocking out.
7-2, Mountain Home up. 4:52 left in the first quarter. Here's Tate with it. Gives it to Bickford. He dribbles to the free throw line. Out to Tate on the right wing. Up top to Bickford. Over to McLean on the left side. McLean takes a screen from Rob. And it's going to be an illegal screen called against Rob. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. And their first turnover of the night. Checking in for Harrison is freshman Ryder Scribner, 6'2 freshman, as he will replace Blaze Bonds. 4:41 left to play in the first quarter. Harrison with a chance to make it a 3-point margin, or I mean even two, make it a one-possession game. Here is Cecil with it up top, dribbles to the right elbow. Tell you what, the way their jerseys are, some of these numbers are hard to see.
Yeah, they are. They're kind of gold trim, and they have a very, very faint. The gold's not much different color than the white.
Ball goes to Shrum. He puts up the layup right over his defender, off the glass and in, and it is down to a one-possession game. 7-4, Mounts Home up with a little over 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter.
Harrison kind of weathered the other early storm here by Mountain Home and fought right back in it. Mountain Home needs a bucket right here.
And Tate's going into the lane for that bucket, and he gets it.
A nice little offensive set with a little peel and kind of curl around off of Braden Dewey's screen.
Blaine Tate out with the layup, his first 2 points of the night. 9-4, Mounts Home up, 3:44 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Scribner. Now over toward to Hilligoss. Back to Scribner. He drills to the right elbow, pulls up for the jumper. Good.
You can see why they're high on this freshman right here.
Scribner with his first 2 points. 9-6, Mounts Home up. Here's Tate back the other way. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Shot was blocked, but a late foul call, and Blaine Tate's going to head to the free throw line.
Yeah, if you're Mountain Home, you like the foul, but honestly, that ball went right to Dewey for an uncontested layup.
Yeah.
I don't know if you would rather take the layup or not.
I think I'd rather take the layup.
Yeah.
The foul's on Owen Stiles, his first personal foul, team foul number two against Harrison. So Blaine Tate at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up, in and out.
Yeah, I was mistaken earlier when they said they're all 6'3". Stiles is a little bit taller than that. He's standing next to Dewey right there. I think he got him at 6'6".
Yep,
but
I do.
He's a good couple inches taller than Dewey.
Tate does get the second free throw to make it a two-possession game once again. 10-6 our score. 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes into the front court to Cecil. He dribbles up to the top. Throws over on the left side to Scribner. Down to Stiles in the corner. Up top now to Shrum. Over on the right side now to Hilligoss. Down in the right corner. Here is Cecil with it. He pulls up for the jumper on the right side. No good. Is able to get his own rebound, and now he draws contact. They get Dewey with that one?
I think they got Dewey right there, maybe.
Yeah, that is Braden Dewey's first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. Levi Uchman checking in for Mountain Home, as is Robert Dover, both juniors, as they'll replace Braden Dewey and Hagen Robb. Already you're subbing out your big guys.
Yeah, you're trying to keep them out of early foul trouble there by Dewey, and that's what's tough for Mountain Home, is because Dewey is the guy that our offense kind of runs through at the top of the key, and you know, we saw Blaine Tate get a nice open layup off of Dewey's screen. So who's going to be the offensive guy for Mountain Home right now with this group on the floor?
Owen Stiles checks out of the game. He's replaced by Maddox Bell, a 6'3 sophomore. Ball is over on the left side with Cecil. Ball goes over now on the right now to Scribner. He drills to the free throw line, kicks it out to Bell. Bell drills to the left elbow, finds Strum cutting into the lane. He's going to get this layup, and he draws the foul.
Yeah, tried to dig in on him, but it's a little late there.
Blake Strum will go to the line for the and-one situation. They're going to get Blaine Tate, his second personal foul, team foul number four against Mount Home. He'll check out the game as Kobaninski comes in for the first time tonight, junior for the Bombers. And now for Harrison, they'll bring in another sub. Hayden Martin comes in for the first time tonight, replacing Kaysen Hillgoss. Martin, a 6'4 sophomore.
You know, when you look at the boys' standings right now, you kind of got Russellville and Harrison as the two teams up top. And Mountain Home, Salem Springs, Greenbrier, and Van Buren all kind of fighting for those two through four spots right here. So if Mountain Home can sneak away with a win at one of the top-tier teams on the road, this would be a huge win for the Bombers.
Well, Strom got the free throw, but come back the other way. Kai Bickford answers with a three-pointer, and it's back to a two-possession lead for Mountain Home, 13-9 with 2:23 left in the quarter. Here is Cecil with it. Throws over on the left side to Scribner. He drills to the corner. Gives it up top to Shrum. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Inskeep. Fourth rebound for Mountain Home tonight. A little over 2 minutes left to play in the quarter. Bickford with it up top. Throws over to Inskeep on the left side to McLean in the corner. He drills out to the wing. Now goes up to the top. Gives it there to Uchman. Over to Inskeep on the right side. Less than 2 minutes left in the quarter.
Oh,
Inskeep will throw it up top to Dover. Over to Bickford on the left. Bickford drills to the free throw line. Now it goes back to the left side. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Scribner. Back quickly comes Harrison. Going into the lane for the layup was Blake Shrum. He already has 7 on the night.
Yeah, good outlet pass there by Scribner to hit Shrum in stride there for the layup.
Ball goes over to McLean on the right side. It's a 2-point Mount Home lead. McLean gives it to Dover on the low block, and he's going to draw a blocking foul. They're going to give that to Maddox Bell. That's his first personal foul, team foul number three against Harrison here in the first half. 1:21 left to play in the first quarter. Jackson Kreiner, the 6'1 sophomore for Harrison, comes in, replacing Blake Shrum.
Yeah, so Kreiner moved from Mountain Home. It's Coach Kreiner's son, and moved from Mountain Home last year to Harrison. And so a lot of familiarity with him with our boys.
Uchman takes an inbound pass in the left corner. He puts up the three, no good. McLean gets the offensive rebound. Mountain Home will set back up with it. McLean takes screen, drills to the elbow, pulls up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound comes to Harrison this time with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. 105 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes into the lane. Over in the right corner to Bell. He's going into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, but Harrison gets the ball back. Going into the lane for the layup was Jackson Kreiner. Good, and we're tied up. 13 all our score. 47 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Bickford into the front court for Harrison, for Mountain Home. I notice Harrison's crowd's booing him every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, I think they're trying to take a play off of the Arkansas Razorbacks. They have a guy they do that to.
Bickford will take the screen, go up for the three-pointer. No good. Harrison gets a rebound with a chance to take their first lead of the night. Back they come quickly. Ball is over on the right side with Martin. He puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Mountain Home.
See Mountain Home try to hold here for the last shot of the possession.
Shot clock is off with 15 seconds left in the quarter. Here is Bickford with it just inside the half-court stripe. Down to 10. Bickford dribbling on the left. That goes back toward the top. Down to 5. Bickford takes screen, drills to the left side. Down to 2. He drills the elbow. Is he going to put? He's going to put up the jumper, try to beat the buzzer. It misses everything. And we've come to the end of the first quarter. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of 1. Mountain Home and Harrison knotted up at 13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job.